Stoughton. The Stoughton branch of the Royal Canadian Legion has been a place for people to gather for drinks, a meal, birthday parties or anniversary celebrations. The hall has seen many people come through its doors. It has been a place for celebrations of life, and in November the Remembrance Day service honored the men and women who served their country around the world. They also hold fundraisers such as Chase the Ace, which helps with upgrades on the building or to support local youth. For over 50 years, Stoughton's Legion has held bingos. At one time, the hall filled with players, and they spread out into the basement to hold the overflow of people. A speaker was set up so they could hear the numbers being called. Karen Kader is the organizer of the bingos today, and she remembers going to bingos back in the day when the Legion was packed, but the attendance has significantly declined, and it is a concern to the members. Bingos are a vital part of the Stoughton Legion in raising funds to support other groups or individuals. Each year they must apply for a license from SIGA. When they apply, they must supply the dates of the event and provide a budget for approval. The proceeds from these bingos have supported many youth organizations in Stoughton and the surrounding areas, and offer bursaries for students. With attendance down, there is not much left in the way of profit, which will cut into the bingos being able to make donations. 12 people are needed to play in order to make the Legion bingos worthwhile. Last year, bingos were held every week, but it was decided to run the event the second and fourth Monday of each month instead, unless it falls on a holiday. With the cost of everything rising, they also needed to increase their games, and now have also increased their payouts. They have increased the payouts for regular games, and if over 20 players attend, that payout will increase again. On March 25, they are holding a special Easter bingo with the chance to win extra prizes.